This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's military has said it will withdraw from the only regional capital it captured in Ukraine, marking one of the worst setbacks for Russia in the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
Ukrainian forces have zeroed in on the Russian-occupied city of Kherson and cut off supply lines as part of a larger counteroffensive in eastern and southern Ukraine. Speaking on Russian TV, Moscow's top military commander in Ukraine, General Sergei Surovikin, said the situation in Kherson was untenable for troops and civilians. Kherson and nearby settlements can't be properly supplied and function. People's lives are constantly in danger. Surovikin proposed troops move to the opposite side of the Dnieper River from where Kherson lies. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu agreed with the commander, saying, "For us, the life and health of Russian servicemen is always a priority." Despite the apparent retreat, Kyiv and others are skeptical, believing the move could be a ruse to lure Ukraine's forces into a deadly trap. I'm Karen Chamas.
Republicans edged closer to control of the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday, but the outcome of two Senate races in the western states of Arizona and Nevada remained uncertain, leaving control of the upper chamber in limbo 2 days after voting in nationwide congressional races. As it stands now, Republicans have won 49 of the Senate's 100 seats, while the Democrats have won 48, virtually mirroring the current 50-50 split between the two parties. And France said Thursday it will allow an NGO ship carrying more than 200 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean to dock at the port of Toulon following tense exchanges with Italy, whose attitude Paris says it bitterly regrets. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to meet his Chinese counterpart in person for the first time since taking office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When both were vice president.
Met with him many times.
But Monday will mark his first in-person visit with Xi Jinping since moving into the White House. They'll meet during next week's G20 summit in Indonesia amid growing tensions over Taiwan, Russia, and trade. The president said yesterday he wants to lay out their respective red lines and critical interests.
And determine whether or not they conflict with one another.
The meeting comes weeks after Xi was given another norm-breaking five-year term as leader, and American officials are eager to see if that makes him more or less likely to find areas of cooperation with the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not attend the G20 summit in Indonesia. VOA's Diane Roberts has this report.
The news that Putin would not attend the G20 meeting was announced by an Indonesian government official. The move would enable the Russian leader to avoid a possible clash with the United States and its allies over the war in Ukraine. The summit would have been the first time U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin were together at a gathering since the start of the Russian war in Ukraine. The event will take place on the Indonesian island of Bali and will start on November the 15th. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. forecasters say Hurricane Nicole came ashore on the east coast of Florida early Thursday, bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and a dangerous storm surge to a state still recovering 6 weeks after the devastation from Hurricane Ian. In its latest report, the Miami-based National Hurricane Center reports Nicole, now a tropical storm, was centered about 1 kilometer southeast of the city of Orlando. The rare November hurricane prompted state and local officials to shut down airports and theme parks. At a news conference, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said it's obvious there will be costly repairs after the hurricane.
We're ready and we have resources to respond to whatever post-storm needs may arise. And I declared a state of emergency on Monday for 34 counties so that they had ample time to prepare for the storm. This morning, as an abundance of caution, we've expanded that to all counties just simply because we're not sure the extent of the impacts.
That was Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking about Hurricane Nicole, now a tropical storm. Nigeria's electoral authority has said on Thursday two of its local offices had been attacked and set on fire in the country's southwest as officials prepare for 2023 presidential and parliamentary elections. Marissa Melton, VOA News.